Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for all things local. Whether it's breaking news, snow reports, or the latest way Mother Nature is keeping us on our toes. Today, we're diving into everything from community projects, making a difference, to what's happening on the slopes, plus a look at your weekend weather. And of course, we'll sprinkle in a little wit along the way, because the news, it doesn't have to be boring. So stick around, hit the subscribe button. Let's get into it. The Inyo National Forest is on the lookout for dedicated volunteers to serve as camp and front desk hosts in the Mono Lake Ranger District. These roles are crucial in assisting visitors and maintaining the area's natural beauty. If you're passionate about the outdoors and eager to contribute, this is your chance to make a difference. They are looking for individuals with strong communication and leadership skills. Positions are available at Hartley Springs, Glass Creek, Big Springs, and Dead Man Campground. For more details on how to get involved, visit EasternSierraNow.com, because, of course. In a move towards sustainable transportation, the Big Pine Paiute Tribe and the Bishop Paiute Tribe have been awarded the Clean Mobility Options Mobility Project Voucher. That's a lot of words. This program provides funding and support to launch zero-emission shared mobility projects tailored to community needs. Supported transportation modes include on-demand shuttles and traditional transit services with dedicated charging stations. This initiative aims to address unique transportation challenges and promote accessible, clean transportation options within these communities. Is your car looking like it just went off-roading, even though it didn't? Dust, dirt, and mysterious bird-related incidents got you down? Don't worry. They've got the cure at Our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop. They don't just clean cars, they restore their dignity. From a quick rinse to the full VIP spa treatment, they'll have your ride sparkling like it just rolled off the showroom floor. Fast, spotless, locally approved. There's no judgment. They've seen worse, trust me. Because shiny cars equal happier drivers. It's science. Really. Swing by Our Waterworks Car Wash today, because life's too short to drive a dirty car. Unless it's a Jeep. Supposed to be dirty. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, or LIDWP, recently conducted its March 1st snow surveys in the Eastern Sierra. These surveys are essential for assessing snowpack levels, which directly influence water runoff and supply projections for the Los Angeles Aqueduct. Historically, March precipitation plays a significant role in determining the region's water resources for the upcoming seasons. We currently stand at 92% of the normal water content, or about 18.6 inches. After the recent voting to determine this year's theme at the Tri-County Fair, the official theme is Carnival Lights and Mountain Nights, courtesy of Kathy Francisco. Dates for the 2025 Tri-County Fair are set to August 28th through the 31st, with the fair's lineup set to be announced very soon. We can't wait for this local tradition to come back around this Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned for more updates on this year's fair. You ever feel like you're the last to know what's happening in the Eastern Sierra? Breaking news, snow reports, local events. By the time you hear about it, it's old news. Well, say goodbye to FOMO and hello to the Eastern Sierra Now, mobile app. It's local news, weather, and events all in one place, right in your pocket. Breaking news, you'll have it first. See reports, right at your fingertips. Local events, you'll never miss out. Weather updates, no more surprise wind gusts ruining your plans. Whether you're a Bishop local, a Mammoth Shredder, or just passing through the Eastern Sierra, the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Download it today and stay ahead of the Sierra Scoop. Because if it's happening here, it's happening on Eastern Sierra Now. Okay, Eastern Sierra, let's see what events are taking place this weekend. Starting off with an event for the nature lovers, Alabama Hills is hosting a geology walk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and a pop-up ranger table from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For both participants, should meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. On Sunday, nature enthusiasts can meet at the Peabody Boulders for a morning of stewardship between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. Be prepared for several hours of manual labor, rock hauling, trail delineation, and of course, fun. It sounds like a lot of fun to me. I'm sure it's great. Cassie Dunn will also be performing live at Distant Brewing between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Sunday night. Lastly, next Tuesday, March 11th, starting at 9:30 a.m., there will be a community meeting at the C5 Art Studio to discuss the future of the old Kmart building in the Taco Bell parking lot. For more information on these events and more, please visit easternsiernow.com/events. All right, snow lovers, here's your daily dose of mountain magic. We are sitting pretty on a 73-inch base of fresh, fluffy goodness. If that's not enough to get you stoked, we just picked up 2 to 4 inches of freshy overnight, stacking up to a storm total of 15 to 23 inches. It's the kind of snowfall that dreams and face shots are made of. Right now, 136 trails and 23 lifts are spinning across 9 out of 10 parks. So plenty of terrain to shred. But heads up, snow flurries are dancing through the air and strong winds have put some lifts on wind hold. Stay tuned for updates before you head up. As always, layer up, bring a buddy, and steer clear of tree wells, because no one wants an unexpected, let's just say, adventure down the rabbit hole. Stay safe, stay stoked. We'll see you on the slopes. You got something to say? Let's make sure the whole Eastern Sierra hears it. Our podcast, ad slots, are prime real estate for getting your message to plugged in locals. Thinking bigger? Start your own show. If you've got the itch to start your own show, we're here to make it happen. Studio, tech, all the support you need to go from who's that to, oh, it's them again. Don't just dream it, stream it. Ready to make a little noise? Reach out today and let's get you on the airwaves. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Here's your sports report, Eastern Sierra, proudly brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. In their season opener, the Bishop Broncos faced a tough challenge against the Burroughs, resulting in a 10-0 loss over 5 innings. Freshman pitcher Knox Moffitt took the mound for the Broncos, delivering 3 innings with 4 earned runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 1 strikeout. Junior Elliot Duda, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, buddy, followed, pitching 2 innings and allowing 3 earned runs on 5 hits with 2 walks. Offensively, the Broncos struggled to find their rhythm, allowing just 2 base runners, 1 via walk and another on catcher's interference. Despite the outcome, Coach James Chase praised his team's composure, stating, "I'm impressed with the way we held ourselves throughout the game. The maturity level and attitudes of our players in a different game showed a lot of class." The Broncos aimed to rebound in their next matchup. This sports segment is brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where after every game, win or lose, you can celebrate with strikes on the lanes and savor delicious bites. Now for the weekend's weather report. Looks like today in Bishop, partly sunny skies with a high near 50, low of 26. Breezy conditions, so hold on to your hats. Tomorrow, sunshine galore with temperatures warming up to 64 and a low of 28. Perfect day for outdoor adventures. And it looks like coming up on Sunday, even warmer with highs reaching 66 and lows near 31. Breezy conditions are expected, so plan accordingly. Today in Mammoth Lakes, brisk and chilly with a mix of clouds and sun. High around 28, low of about 8. Snow's possible throughout the day. Bundle up if you're hitting slopes. Tomorrow, milder with abundant sunshine. Highs near 47, lows of 15. Those are ideal conditions for skiing and boarding, if you ask me. Bluebird day. Sunday, plenty of sunshine continues with highs around 47, lows near 16. Another great day to enjoy the outdoors. Just a note, series of storms is expected to impact California next week, bringing substantial rain and snow. Enjoy the pleasant weekend weather before the changes arrive. Stay safe and enjoy the beautiful Eastern Sierra this weekend. That's a wrap for today's news. Whether you're gearing up for a weekend on the mountain, getting involved in the community, or just here for the witty banter, we appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, follow us on social media, and stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now, because if it's happening here, you hear about it here first. Until next time, stay safe, stay warm. We'll see you out there.